This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. John and EDC speak tomorrow at the Combine. What do you expect to hear from them tomorrow?
Oh, man. I hope that there are as few Steelers reporters hovering around as possible, because last time out there, I think last year or 2 years ago, we got a question about Jeremiah Moon among the first three questions that was asked of John Harbaugh. So there are a lot more pressing issues to attend to in Indy. I imagine the first question will be about Justin Tucker. I don't think we'll get much resolution. I imagine maybe the second or third question might also be about Justin Tucker. Again, I don't think we'll hear a whole lot. But, you know, I want to know about Ronnie Stanley. I want to know about plans for Derrick Henry. I want to know how they feel about the salary cap jump. You know, it's helpful that we're getting both Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh out there just to, you know, give us to maximize the window of time that we have out there with them and hopefully get as much resolution as possible. But, you know, they're both pretty calculated guys. I'm sure they're going to go in there with a lot of PR coaching. So we're going to be talking about what they say, regardless of whether it's to our liking or not. But I do think this is probably the most interesting, you know, Indianapolis availability maybe since the Lamar, you know, holdout, I guess, basically.
I'm also kind of interested in sort of their organizational philosophies, where they generally have not been willing to double down on guys at certain positions. And while they've been a very good team for a long time, they have yet to really... reach the levels of greatness. I mean, it's not like they're going to the championship games with regularity. We know it's been a minute since they went to a Super Bowl. Like, Queen's gone because they didn't want to pay two linebackers, right? Like, now we're at this fork in the road where Likely's eligible for a deal, and Andrews is yet to show up in a playoff game. Like, we've got Jones, who's an ascending player but hasn't made the leap, but maybe he does make the leap, but they've already... paid Matabike. We thought they'd be at this fork in the road with Marlon and Brandon Stevens, but Brandon Stevens fell off a cliff and kind of, you know, resolved that. But, like, they got to pay Kyle Hamilton, and maybe they need a free safety also. Are you intrigued by that, and if they're willing to alter their sort of team-building philosophies to maybe indulge in something like this a little more?
Yeah, I guess just a byproduct of them having as many draft picks as they have had over the years and will, you know, continue to look for over the next couple of years, is that you give yourself these outs where you don't necessarily need to double dip in free agency or on that second contract on those guys. I mean, obviously, to your point, Jason, you know, this would have been a really interesting situation with Brandon Stevens had he hit, but I think even if he had in year four, they probably would have let him go.
Yep.
And said, you know, we'll take that third or fourth round comp pick and thank you for your services. I do think the Travis Jones situation is interesting, because that is, you know, a deal that they could make where it takes a while for these defensive linemen to really become the full, you know, the physiological endpoint of their development. I mean, you see it took a while for all the draft picks that Washington made along the defensive line to really turn into to ass kickers. And I think it was year three or year four. So if you're counting on Travis Jones getting there, then maybe investing in them early might be the smart thing to do. But then again, you already have a Matty BK, and he's been very, very durable and good against the run and pass. So it's definitely an interesting question. I think that with Lamar being as expensive as he is right now and only getting more expensive, you probably want to take the safe approach unless you're sure that you're getting someone who's going to be provide surplus value on that contract. You want to have as many bases covered as possible. And to your point, just about just double dipping in general, I think that's probably a strategy where you maybe look to do that in the draft. You know, like we obviously saw Philly last year, didn't feel great about their secondary besides Darius Slay. So they took their first round pick and get Quinyon Mitchell. And then they move up, you know, which is a little bit of a shocker for Howie Roseman, move up in that second round and get a first round talent in Cooper DeJean. And it completely helps turn around that defense with obviously the caveat being Vic Fangio playing a big, big part in that. So I don't think it's going to be likely in free agency. It's probably a little bit more likely in terms of just their own in-house retention, but I guess it's probably most likely in just their draft strategy, especially considering all the picks that they're going to have in April.
Then there's the Mark Andrews of it all, Jonas, where I don't expect them to come out and say we're trading him or any of that this week at the Combine, but the date is looming where he's due that $4 million roster bonus within the first week of the league year. Now that we're further removed from that playoff game, what is your lean on what happens with Mark Andrews?
You know, I think that they're always going to be open to offers. They're, you know, the phone lines will be open. I just think that unless they can get like a, you know, late day two, maybe early day three pick, it would be tough to part with him at this point. I still am a believer in what he offers at this point. Just that the biggest issue is you have so much other talent at that on that roster that you just worry, are you getting enough bang for your buck? And I think he finished like number one in DVOA among slot players, and what would the best paid receiver, the best paid slot receiver get if he were to hit free agency would probably be, you know, over $20-25 million a year. You know, I think that the tight end of the fact that he's a tight end probably, you know, hurts his value. Certainly the playoffs failures have hurt his standing among Ravens fans, but he's a man coverage beater. You know, I think he's improved his blocking, even though he's not going to be your Nick Boyle, your Charlie Kohler out there. I think he's been there in high leverage spots in the regular season, even if the postseason has been a different matter. And then there's just the fact that, like, he is a team leader. He is a guy who Lamar goes to in the clutch. And he is the kind of tone setter that you want in your building, in your locker room, you know, being a shepherd to your younger guys. I don't know if Isaiah Likely would be where he is entering year four, if not for the presence of a Mark Andrews. But again, you know, you have to be ruthless about this kind of thing. And if the Ravens feel like they've gotten the best out of him and they can, you know, make a sucker out of someone by trading Mark Andrews for a third round pick or an early fourth round pick, then Eric DaCosta is going to have to pull that lever.
Have we reached, and I'm glad that he's cashing out with a commercial if this is in fact the end. Josh Johnson, have we navigated that razor's edge long enough, and is it time to have somebody who could maybe hold it down for 4 or 6 weeks if need be, somebody a little more proven at that, at least proven recently at that, in that position?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that with someone of his standing, he would not be a first or second wave free agent because, as you point, he is a guy who has been around the league long enough that that notoriety he has as a bit of an itinerant NFL quarterback is now getting him commercials, which go get those checks, Josh. I'm all in favor.
Sure.
But Devin Leary, based on what we saw in his rookie year, based on the fact that he is older for a rookie year quarterback, I am not optimistic about him being the guy to replace Josh Johnson. I think he was like the lowest graded quarterback on PFF in the preseason among quarterbacks with like 30 plus dropbacks, which is not a great place to be considering just all the retreads and guys who will never amount to anything in the preseason. Maybe we'll get there. Maybe a year in the Monken system will do wonders for him, kind of like it did wonders for Lamar. But I do think you need at some point, you know, early-ish in day three, a dart throw on a young rookie on a young draft pick quarterback, because I just don't think you have the space in your books for, you know, $5 to $10 million a year to pay, you know, any kind of competent backup quarterback. I mean, I know I don't want to say that the Ravens should completely emulate the Eagles in all their team building processes, but I think what Philly has done with, you know, spending a second round pick on Jalen Hurts and having him turn into a Super Bowl winner, having them invest in Tanner McKee, and maybe now he is a very cost effective, you know, quarterback two option for a guy who's a sixth round pick. I think that is the kind of right model to take here. And I'm not saying the Ravens should take a second round pick on, you know, Tyler Shook or anything like that, but I do think that you can't afford to just get a guy who is on the verge of being an undrafted player in that seventh round just because you have a draft pick and you feel like you've addressed all your needs. I do think that there needs to be an insurance policy for Lamar, because we are not all that far removed from him being a bit of an injury question. And he's still a 205-pound quarterback in the NFL, which is guys like that don't tend to last super, super long.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Jonas will be broadcasting from the Xfinity Center Wednesday. You'll unfortunately be in Indianapolis, but are you starting to dream a little big about this Terps team?
Willard, moving up your power rankings of Terps coaches?
I might be there, guys, on Wednesday night. I'm still trying to figure things
out.
Oh,
really?
But yeah. I don't want to give it away yet. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely spending a lot more time looking at KenPom. I'm definitely spending a lot more time looking at bracketology. I'm definitely spending, you know, more time wondering, you know, what Maryland can do to avoid Denver because of the altitude and kind of seeing that with that limited depth to really survive.
That's a good point.
With the air is that tough to breathe up there. So. I'm pretty bought in right now, but I'm also aware that I can't remember how many years ago, Ken, maybe you can remind me, but that there was that Turgeon team that had game day in College Park against Michigan State.
Yeah, it was 2020. Cowans last year.
Just completely laid an absolute stinker, and it felt like that season was never the same after that game, even though I guess it ended before COVID kind of wrapped things up. But you just can't let Michigan State come into College Park and be the kind of team that, you know, bends officials to their will. You know, I still think a lot of Maryland fans hold a grudge against Izzo for maybe twist officiating
blue blood
against Miller Trimble during his heyday. So I think that there will be a lot of ill will among Maryland fans for Izzo if Michigan State comes in and they get a Sparty happy whistle.
Jonas, as an extended member of the Wyman family, I am here to extend to you
the
usage of the Wyman Industries corporate plane. If you need to shuttle back and forth from Indianapolis, Dennis, I don't believe, is using it the next 3 days.
He's actually heading to Sarasota.
No, he's not anymore.
Yeah.
No, he's going to. Jonas is an IA Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
Jonas, they can shuttle you back and just text Gigi. They can make things happen.
I'll make a call.
In the world of transportation.
It's actually going to be Gianna and Kyle who are heading to Indy. I'm going to be working from home. So,
How about the helicopter? Easier, would you like the use of the helicopter?
Take him to the chopper?
I would love that. As someone who saw every episode of Succession, I would love to live that in that lap of luxury.
Yeah.
It can happen. It's closer than you think.
Yeah. No, I'll place a call if I can get Dennis on the phone. Jonas, you're the best, man.
Thank you
as always for your time.
Maybe we'll see you.
Maybe we'll see you Wednesday.
Absolutely.
We'll be in the Maryland Club.
We'll get you in.
Yeah. Three times.
Yeah.
And ask for Gigi.
Hey, coming up next. We gave a bone work assignment. He had to watch The Natural. We'll get his review, and then we have to figure out what's next for T-Bone. We'll figure it out. It's bone work next here on The Fan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.